Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Tesvav, Brachos 15. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the Kriyas Shema, the recitation of Shema. In that context, the Gemara discusses the word V'limadetem Osamas B'nechem L'daber Bam. It states in Shema in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 19, they shall teach these words to your children in order that they should speak them. So Tani Rav Ovadia Kameh de Rava, so Rav Ovadia taught in front of Rava that which it states in this verse, that it's an obligation to recite, to read this passage of the Shema. But what do we learn out from the word V'limadetem, that you shall teach them? That this teaches us that your teaching needs to be complete. Meaning to say, what does that mean, that your teaching needs to be complete and whole according to law? Sheyitein revach bein hadveikim, that you should put space between the dveikim, between the letters and between the words. Meaning to say that one should be careful and sensitive to separate between the words. So, for example, if there is one word that ends with a letter and the next word begins with the same letter, we have to be careful to place and pause between them so that it doesn't sound like a run-on word. So, because if we're not careful to put space between the words, it's going to sound like one letter and one word, as the Gemara is going to give examples about that. So, Ani Rava Basre, so Rava explains following him this, like the words kigon al levavecha. Like, for example, in the Shema, in the first paragraph of the Shema, it says, you shall place these words on your heart. So you need to distinguish it by saying al, pause, levavecha, because if we don't do that pause, it's going to sound like al vavecha. And so too, we have to say al levavchem, on your heart, by pausing in between. And bechol levavcha, again, pausing in between the lamids. Bechol levavchem. Esev besadacha. These are all examples. And va'avadatem mehira, and also hakanaf pesil. Those are the same ending, fe and pe. And etchem me'eretz. The Tosfos points out that there are other examples also in the Shema, which the Gemara doesn't mention. And one of them is we have to say v'chara af, so it doesn't sound like v'cheref, which is like, therefore, distinguishing between those words. And also, Tosfos says we have to be very careful to enunciate the zayin of tizkiru, so that you shall remember, so it doesn't sound like tiskiru, which is that we're getting reward for doing these commandments, and we shouldn't be saying we're going to do these commandments in order to get a reward, because that's not our approach. We don't do the commandments in order to get a reward, but rather in order to remember, l'man tiskiru, and that's why we're supposed to enunciate the zayin. And Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, so then Rabbi Chama bar Chanina said, "Ko hakorei kriya shema umidaktek ba'osi yoseh, whoever recites the Shema and is very careful about all of the letters there, mitzaninin lo gehenom, then the heat of Gehenom is cooled down, as it states, Bifares Shaddai Milachim Ba Tashleg Bitzalmon." And the word Bifares, which means to, from the expression of spreading out, should be read as, don't read it as bifares, ela bifaresh, from enunciate and clear. And ve'al tikri bitzalmon, and don't read it as tzalmon, which refers to darkness, but rather bitzalmoves, which is hell, gehenom. And so therefore we should explain the verse to mean that if you enunciate the words carefully, then you will be distinguished between, then you'll be saved from tzalmoves, from gehenom. So this is the idea of making sure to enunciate all the aspects of Shema carefully. Why is it this idea that you're cooling down gehenom if you enunciate these words carefully? First of all, why is a person who's reciting Shema appearing in Gehenna? This person is holy. They're reciting the Shema every day. So the Sheltos Rabbi Achai says, even if such a person is punished with Gehenna, if they pronounce the Shema clearly, then the fires of Gehenna are going to be cooled down for them. The Shita Mekubetis has a slightly different text and says, even if they are punished to Gehenim, they're going to be cooled down. However, the Tzlach explains that we're talking about not a person who himself was sentenced to Gehenim, but rather about a righteous person who has to go to Gehenim in order to get his relatives who are sentenced to Gehenim for a little bit, and now he's going to bring them up to the Garden of Eden. So when he passes by there, the fires are going to cool down from him, so he doesn't feel any pain at all. Why is it specifically connected to the cooling down of Gehenim to the recitation of the letters? And so the Beis Yosef explains that since through the recitation of proper recitation of the letters and to read everything carefully, he's going to awaken himself and he's going to energize himself and warm himself. And as a result of bringing this warmth into his heart, therefore we're going to cool down everything that's around him in the Gehenim. The Iyun Yaakov gives a different explanation, and his explanation is, since this person was very careful not to read the Shema quickly, but he's pausing and waiting and placing space between the letters, so therefore we're going to wait for him until the fires of Gehenim are cooled down. And so that's how the Iyun Yaakov explains this basic concept. Another explanation is saying, no, this person will not, this is from the Ari Yeshayahu, he says that this person's not going to be in Gehenim. It means that the Gehenim in this world, that is his heart and his desires, which are trying to cause him to sin, they're going to be cooled down because he says every word carefully and slowly, and therefore he's not going to actually end up in Gehenim.